This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hey, good morning to you. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. It is a Wednesday morning. Enjoy the 90-degree weather today because it's probably going to be 95 over the weekend. Heating back up. If you thought we had gotten out of that, we escaped it only briefly. What kind of weather did you have in Florida, Ethan, for your vacation? Was it moderate?
For the most part, it was really good. We had a couple, like, I think one day where it rained. But I mean, it's Florida that's going to rain.
I'm not bragging, but I'm just saying, down in the Caribbean, it was so hot. How hot was it? That you melted when you walked out the door. I mean, it was miserable. But, of course, when you've got those cool blue Caribbean waters to jump into, it seems a lot more tolerable, doesn't it, than being stuck between a couple of rivers here in the middle of the country.
I'm so glad you both survived.
It was tough. Somebody had to do it, though.
Wow, you guys are really strong.
Well, you're getting some time off. I'm sure you'll be nice and relaxing.
You're right. It is like a
What are you complaining about?
Total vacation. Such a nice 12-week
vacation. You're getting 12-week vacation here coming up.
I'm going to be drinking Mai Tais and sitting by the pool. Oh, it's going to be fantastic. I feel fantastic.
What? I'm not saying that you're anxious to go back to having a cocktail, but my guess is that you are allowed to have the occasional glass of wine after the baby's born, right?
Yeah.
Helps them sleep, doesn't it? And generally speaking.
Is that the method that you used?
Yeah, of course. A little whiskey on the gums. I swear my grandmother, when I was young, did that to me when I was teething, and I think that might have been the whole bourbon thing I got going on.
That was
on
when
right
your
now.
Love started, when you were just a wee little toddler?
When I was a wee tot. I think that might have been it. It could have been it. I don't know for sure. Anyway, we're glad you're with us. If you listen to the show regularly, you know that we podcast every segment. If you missed any of our interviews earlier today with Senator Nick Schroer, we were talking about redistricting here in the state of Missouri. We talked to Scott Fitzpatrick, the Missouri State Auditor, earlier, not only about his audits in Francis Howell, but also some of the wrongdoing, the shocking wrongdoing they discovered in the city of St. Louis Public Schools. People with a cabinet. I didn't know superintendents had cabinets. I thought the cabinets they had is where they stored their coat. This woman had a cabinet?
I can't even believe that. And wasn't she then hired by a different district? It blows my mind. How are these people getting hired? The guy out of Francis Howell, he already landed a job in Oklahoma as an assistant superintendent at a district there.
I used to joke, and it's not a joke, because it's the absolute truth. And anybody that's ever been in the TV news business knows this. Once you have achieved the title of news director, you can be hired as a news director anywhere. I swear to God, people bounce around the country horrible at their jobs, and when they leave that job, some other schmuck will hire them as a news director. And their performance is irrelevant. So maybe that's got something to do with it. I don't know. Hey, they were superintendent somewhere else, similar size school district. Let's hire them.
It's funny because we talk about how there was something clearly in this guy's contract in Francis Howell where he was guaranteed to get at least 11 months of his salary despite not working a single day. And it everything needs to be in writing, but if it's in writing, boy, you better watch out because that can come to bite you. I remember when I started working in Nashville and the news director said, oh, we'll move you off the morning show because it was like a 3 a.m. start on air by 4 a.m. Within, you know, a couple weeks. Well, guess what? Within a few days of me starting there, he was fired. So that just never happened. And because it was not in writing, didn't matter.
What you wonder about in these cases is just whether or not, like, did they reach the decision that if we try to fight him over this and claim that we don't owe him the money, will it cost us more in legal fees
probably
than just settling it? But we don't know what those conversations were because they are not allowed to talk about it, apparently, even though it was taxpayer money.
You think he's reading, he's now in Oklahoma. You think he's reading these headlines because he's everywhere? Mike Dominguez.
I would hope so. Maybe he's getting ready to sue him. I don't know what he's doing.
Over what?
Well, I don't know, because $240,000 is not enough. Maybe he needs $500,000. Who knows?
Like, he's getting like $229,000, but his contract was for $250,000 for the whole year. Would he sit there and say you're slandering me with, you know, the things guy clearly is off his rocker.
I guess that he could. Yeah, I don't know, but hopefully we'll get some answers at some point. Coming up, we'll talk to attorney Jeremy Rosenthal. He always does a great job. Love getting him on here. But this morning, he's got a little more information on the fallout of the Adam Schiff situation, right, where the whistleblower says, hey, I was in on meetings where he talked about leaking classified information to damage Donald Trump. And he's also facing mortgage fraud violations. He's got dual investigations going on right now. Schiff does, which kind of sends a thrill down my leg, I'll have to admit. We'll talk to Jeremy about that coming up in just a little while. But first, Ethan, let's go ahead and get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Hey, President Trump, it's time to stand down. If you don't, California will neutralize anything you do in the state of Texas. California will continue to punch above its weight. We're not going to sit back and watch you light democracy on fire. We will fight fire with fire.
Isn't that guy a joke? That's Gavin Newsom, the would-be president of the United States. He thinks he's the president in absentia or something. I don't know what he's thinking. They've already almost stripped Republicans of all their power in California. I don't think he can do any more damage.
Gavin Newsom has said that California is going to sue in response to the government's demand for $1 billion from UCLA over the DOJ's anti-Semitism findings. Newsom has called this extortion and ransom, so I'm wondering what the White House's response is to Newsom on UCLA.
Bring it on, Gavin.
Yeah, bring it on. I loved what Caroline Leavitt had to say in reaction to that yesterday. She's like, hey, if that's what you think, if that's where you want to go to battle over this whole thing, please, by all means, let's mix it up.
My focus is going to always be to protect people of this city and to build the safest, most affordable big city in America. And though we take these threats seriously, we will not bow down or succumb to his tyrant rage.
What do you think socialists like Brandon Johnson are going to have to say to their people when Washington, D.C. becomes safe again? They're going to say, hey, Brandon, why can't you make Chicago safe again? And he's not going to have any answers because he doesn't have any solutions.
The data says that crime and violent crime has gone down in Washington. He's going to send out the National Guard. Well, why didn't he send it out January 6th? So this is clear politics. It's aimed at black mayors. It's aimed at also trying to take the Epstein case and the files off the front page.
Yeah, I know that I listened to the former frontman for Tawana Brawley when I want advice on how to handle a crisis. That's the Reverend Al Sharpton, a race baiter extraordinaire. Donald Trump must be doing this because he's targeting black mayors, which coincidentally tend to reside in big blue progressive cities. That's for sure. That tends to be a thing where you also tend to have the greatest high crime numbers. Is it a coincidence, Al? I think not. I don't think it's a race issue. There can be white liberal mayors. There can be black liberal mayors. It doesn't matter. It's their policies.
That's what we said all along. I didn't dislike Barack Obama because of his color. I disliked him because of his policies. And Hillary Clinton's policies would have been equally bad. Kamala Harris's policies would have been 10 times worse as those two than either of them. But some of these people can't see past race. Race has to be the prime focus and feature of everything they talk about. And that's what Al Sharpton has made his millions on, is race baiting all these years. And here he goes again. Now, Greg Gutfeld made an interesting observation yesterday about the crime in these big cities. And I thought it was a beautiful point, and I wanted you to hear it. If you missed it earlier in the show, listen to this. Hold on.
So I think crime is a choice. It's not caused by anything but the lack of will to stop it. When you engage your will to stop it, it goes away. There is no root cause if you can stop it with the threat of punishment. It's not out of your control like you have this criminal tick where, I've got to loot. No, it's only done because there's no disincentive. So I think what's scary to the Dems is not the military. It's the fact that they know this is going to work.
Yep.
And that it's already working, just like deportation. What are they going to do? And if it works there, think about all the other cities, Chicago, Baltimore, D.C. All of a sudden, you could see a change. And the charlatans who are in charge, you know, they're not going to be able to keep padding their nest and stay in power.
Yeah, it's true. These big mayors in all these big cities are scared to death. Karen Largemouth Bass won't know what to do if they solve the crime problem with policing in D.C. It just blows a big hole in their whole argument and approach to life, and that is defunding the police, which is the exact opposite of what you ought to do. Coming up, we'll talk to Jeremy Rosenthal, attorney, about a couple of big issues. Number one, President Trump's apparently working on some sort of, you know, decriminalization of marijuana as well, because so many states around the country have legalized it. We'll talk to Jeremy about that when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
So this whistleblower literally sat in a meeting, he tells the FBI, where Adam Schiff authorized the leaking of classified secrets to dirty up Donald Trump and to try to build towards either a select committee in Congress or a special prosecutor.
That was John Solomon, of course, longtime journalist in Washington and founder of Just the News, reporting on that this week. He said he's seen the documents. This whistleblower reported all this several years ago, and the DOJ declined to investigate it. I mean, it's unbelievable, but that's not the only problem Adam Schiff is potentially facing right now. We've got Attorney Jeremy Rosenthal on the phone this morning with the weekly legal briefing to talk more about that. Jeremy, how are you? Jeremy, you there? What have I done something wrong here? Jeremy, are you with us?
Yeah, can you hear
oh,
me?
Oh yeah, yeah. Sorry about that. I might have had your button muted there for a minute. I'm just talking about Adam Schiff and some of the problems he's facing from this whistleblower allegations, but there's also some pretty serious mortgage fraud allegations against this guy, right?
That's right. And I got to tell you, you just threw me the ultimate pump fake, because one of the stories that from Fox this morning was the marijuana story. And then you lead off with Cypress Hill coming insane in the brain coming through. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be, you know, I'm thinking I'm going one direction. But you know what? Good for you. Good for you. Pump fake, play action. It's, you know, right. So Adam Schiff, sorry about that. I got to focus.
That's Ethan. I'm blaming that one on Ethan because I wasn't even thinking about that. So okay, I do want to talk about the marijuana story, though, but go ahead.
Yeah, so talking about Adam Schiff, right, so a referral to the Justice Department. Basically, what the genesis of this is mortgage fraud. And what he did was he moved to Washington, D.C., probably early 2000s or so. And like a lot of folks who go to Washington, they get real estate up there, maybe Virginia, maybe Maryland, maybe in the district. He buys a house in Maryland and puts that it's his primary residence. And he signs an affidavit to that effect, I think 2003, 2004, 2005, somewhere in there, reaffirms it a couple times. Problem is obviously he represents a district in California, and you can't live in Maryland and represent a district in California. So he's got the problem that he has is that he's got dueling affidavits that the government, if you're prosecuting for somebody for mortgage fraud, you don't have to prove where he's actually primary residence. You just have to show two affidavits, two sworn statements, and say, look, both of these things can't be true at the same time. So it looks like a slam dunk, but legally, there's a lot of issues here. And the biggest issue for the government is the timing. The statute of limitations is 10 years. And the last writing that I think that they can point to from Maryland is in 2012 or 2013. And I don't know that there's anything in California that he's executed since then. So it's a real, real muddy claim for mortgage fraud. But look, anytime the Department of Justice is breathing down your neck, it's not a good day.
No, not at all.
Let's go back to that marijuana story. So so Trump is saying he'll sure. reclassify it in the coming weeks, and they want to actually classify it as a less dangerous drug, right?
That's right. So the ramifications of this would be titanic. This would really revolutionize the cannabis industry in the United States. And let me kind of lay out why. So currently, it's a Schedule I narcotic. That makes it the most dangerous of the most dangerous. That makes it more dangerous than heroin. It makes it more dangerous than an opiate by law. And you and part of the analysis is that it's got to be something that's extremely dangerous, and by law it can have really no redeeming medical value. But we know that the FDA has already approved cannabis-related epilepsy drugs. States have legalized medicinal marijuana. So we know that at least part of that analysis can't be true. And then it's just really hard to argue with a straight face that cannabis is more dangerous than heroin, right, or an opiate when we're in the middle of an opiate crisis.
Right.
So it's really hard to argue that. You would see the three major changes you would see is if this were reclassified. It would still be illegal under federal law, wouldn't change any state laws, but the three major differences that you and I would notice. Number one, it would really relax a lot of the medical research restraints that are currently on drug companies, that are currently on universities.
Okay.
It would allow them to really look at that. Investors would be able to write off their taxes. I don't give tax advice, but I'm told that you can write off expenses where you can't currently write off expenses. Businesses can write off rent. They can write off advertising. That's part of the big incentive to do these things, to go into business. So the margins for these companies were extraordinarily thin, if not in the red. And the third thing you would see is you would see banks finally want to get involved, because what the banks are still trafficking drug money.
Yeah,
and it would be,
that's so a problem.
The proceeds are drug money. So that part would be released, relaxed a little bit.
Jeremy, I'm going to run out of time here, my friend. We appreciate your time this morning, though. Fascinating subjects. Thank you.
You got it, Mark. Yep. Have a great morning.
We'll talk to you soon. Attorney Jeremy Rosenthal there with more on that. All right, coming up here in just a minute, we're going to talk more about this Texas redistricting that passed yesterday. We're going to talk to somebody who's running for Congress in one of these new districts. Stay tuned.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
The five seats we are adding are Hispanic majority seats that happen to vote Republican. Democrats are really upset about the fact is that their base voters, Hispanics and Democrats, are fleeing Democrats and coming to Republicans because Hispanics dislike the leftist progressive policies of the Democrats.
Yeah, the Texas governor there, Greg Abbott, is standing strong in Texas. And of course, the Senate finally got the quorum it needed, it sounds like, down there. And they're gonna redraw some of these districts. Now, my longtime friend Kurt Schwab has been a candidate here, already declared in District 33. And I've got him on the phone right now. Kurt, how are you?
I'm good, Mark. Good morning. Good talking to you again.
Great to have you on, my friend. This whole thing came out of nowhere for you down there, didn't it? In terms of the redistricting?
Yeah, it's been a crazy ride down here. You know, the original district ran from Dallas County through the Mid-Cities all the way down to Tarrant County, down from Dallas to Fort Worth.
Right.
So it's a crazy district. And now with the redistricting, that shuts out a lot of the Democrats. The Democrats are crying about losing votes, calling caller ID, you know, wrong. So that should tell you something right there. It actually puts me and my team in a great spot right now.
Yeah, it sounds like it. So is the district you were in, Kurt, that you were running in, would you have described it as a purple district? Was it a blue district? I mean, how would you have described it before?
Tarrant County, last election, had become the most red it's been, I think, in 40 years.
Okay.
Dallas County, with the old districts, was pretty much Democrat.
Okay.
Now, even though Mayor Eric Johnson had switched parties and is now a Republican, the city still has some tough road ahead. But the Democrats are crying because it loses certain race or ethics. And to tell you the truth, Texas 33 is still around 54% Hispanic.
Okay. So that's one of those districts the Governor Abbott was talking about. And yet we've seen in the trend in the last election is that a lot of those folks in the Hispanic race have switched their preferences to Republicans or conservatives.
Correct. Because they know they're going to get leadership that are actually going to watch their back and help them with the legalization of becoming a citizen. And Mark, I will also tell you that part of my district now helps take out Jasmine Crockett, who claims she's from St. Louis. And Mark, I think you'll agree that with her throwing peace signs and all kinds of stuff, that's not how St. Louis is.
Well, Kurt, I know you lived here in St. Louis. That's how we met years ago when I was at Channel 4, because right. Kurt runs a veterans organization. And, Jasmine Crockett went to a $40,000 a year high school and a $60,000 a year college and has a law degree. And she's not the same person, the same actress you see on TV. So under these new districts, her district is eliminated. Is that correct?
Yeah, it shifts.
Okay.
It shifts to the south. It also knocks out Julie Johnson.
Okay. I don't know that name.
Would Jasmine Crockett, if it's shifting south, you said, would that make her less popular in that district, or what does that mean for her moving forward?
Well, it means that her chances of winning are pretty much null and void.
Oh, wow. Really? Wow.
That's a big deal.
You hear about Jasmine Crockett on the radio on a national basis, but I have to tell you, here in Texas, in the area, people could care less about her, and she has lost everything, including her mind.
That's for sure.
Kurt Schwab is my guest. He's currently a congressional candidate on the Republican side of the ticket in the primary there in District 33 in Texas. And is it still going to be called District 33? It's just the lines have been redrawn, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
It actually drops Tarrant County.
Okay.
So
all right.
District 33 is solely in Dallas County.
I see. All right. So what are the big issues down there, Kurt? Like you mentioned a minute ago, people in the Hispanic community know that there's going to be leadership and if they're working for legalization. What does that mean? Not like amnesty, but there are people down there who are on a path to citizenship. Is that what you're saying?
That is correct. I met somebody from Zimbabwe not too long ago. She's got a doctorate degree. She's been a citizen for many years. And she came to America because she wanted to learn about the political aspects. And I think that's great. And I think if all folks that want to come and be an American citizen, if we could keep them on that path, I think it makes the country even better than what it is. One thing we talked about is the legalization time period is so long. Sometimes it takes 10 years. Like for the lady I just spoke about, it took her 12 years. We need to simplify the process, not to make it easy so much, but the time frame should be cut to, say, 5 years. We have a lot of people here that are ready to be Americans, but their number one complaint, it takes so long.
Okay. And they're legally capable of achieving that. They just put it off because it's a long process.
Correct.
Interesting. Yeah. So tell me about... go ahead, Kurt.
One thing I want to say that to become a legal citizen when I get elected, I think the requirement is that you must know how to speak and read English, period. And we need to keep companies such as Uber and Lyft from hiring folks who don't know how to do that.
Yeah. No, I would support that completely. I just got back from Miami, Florida, and English is the second language to everybody down there in the airports everywhere you go. I mean, it is. It's not the primary language that's spoken in some parts of the country, and I think that should have to happen. So, Kurt, let's talk about your primary. When is your primary election? When is that happening?
It's March 3rd.
March 3rd. So
is right around the corner, really.
Well, when you think about it, you got 7 or 8 months left here in this, and do you have a competitor at this point?
You know, there's a couple people that say they're running, but you know, one of them wants to put a spin on saving the Mustang, the horses.
Okay.
And for people to ride safe on the streets on their horses and that. That's not what America is wanting right now. I used to be a horse owner many years ago. I love them to death. Of course, Fort Worth, you know, home of the stockyards.
Yep.
But we need real issues. We need immigration. We need to continue down the path of security for the country, such as the border. And taxes, you know, taxes a big thing. Yep. I truly believe in the upcoming years, if we stay on this path with all the tariffs that President Trump has been bringing in, we could actually become a taxless country, which would be incredible.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing, Mark, I wanted to mention, too, is nobody's talking about the veteran issue. Me being a veteran, of course, one thing I want to tackle is redeveloping the VA disability chart. You know, a single veteran with no dependents a month makes $3,800. And a single veteran, that's at 100%. A single veteran, no dependents at 10% only gets $175. And his dependents aren't even included in that. So 10% should be 10%. 50% should be 50%. And, you know, I know some people at 70%, and if it was actually 70%, that'd be an extra $260-something. And let me tell you something, that would mean the world to a lot of veterans.
I'm sure it would, and you've done great work for vets over the years, Kurt. How can people find out more about your campaign?
They can find me on Facebook at Kurt Schwab, the number 4 Congress, and they can also go to my website at Kurt Schwab, the number 4 Congress.com. Of course, we're at the necessary evil of fundraising.
Yeah.
And folks, I'd love for you to visit and contribute to the campaign. I'm about the people first. Family comes first. Texas and, of course, America. That's why I joined the military, to protect and serve this country, both foreign and domestic.
Kurt Schwab, great talking to you, my friend. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Mark. Have a good day. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Bye-bye. Absolutely. Yeah, good to talk to somebody who's in one of the districts that they just reshaped. That's pretty cool. Glad we could get him on here. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a minute. 12 days. 12 days. Kim St. Ange. Leave the music up. Leave the music up. 12 days until I get to hear this guy probably sing this song again. For the first time since, 2012? Oh, we don't have the music.
We're just playing. This is just
that's the shortened version of it. David Lee Roth is coming to to St. Louis on the 25th of August at the factory. And I'm a bit disturbed. I'm a bit excited, and I'm equally parts disturbed because I'm seeing video from these other concerts around the country. And I guess I got to be honest with you, it ain't great.
It does not look good.
But the band sounds like it's fantastic. So I'll still get to listen to great Van Halen music, even if David Lee Roth has lost it. I hear that he halfway tries on a few of the songs, and then other parts he's just kind of talking through it. So, I don't know.
Good luck.
Yeah. I wonder if he'll wear those faux leather pants.
Oh, please. No.
You think?
God, I hope not.
My friend Joe's going to go with me, and we were talking about it last night. He goes, I don't know, man. I've been watching some of these videos. I'm like, dude, I've already paid for the tickets. We've got to go. At least see what Diamond Dave is looking like these days.
You and your closest 50 friends will be there.
No, it's going to be packed.
I don't think it will.
I could sell the ticket today for more than I paid for it. I'll guarantee you, but I'm not going to. I'm going to go, and I'm going to see it, and I'm going to be as happy as I can be.
I hope so.
There are only four members of the band still living, and I can currently watch three of them participate in the music world. And Sammy and Michael Anthony are basically, I'm going to have to fly to Vegas to see them. So Dave's the only one still traveling around. That's where I'm going. Speaking of artists, did you hear this story, Kim? Are you excited about this at all? Is the audio not up over here? Hang on. Here we go.
I shared the news on social media yesterday, marking her 12th full album. She's busy. It's the first new record that she'll be releasing since she successfully bought back the rights to her first six albums.
Taylor Swift with a new album out. Supposedly, one of the songs on it is a diss to Donald Trump.
Oh, really?
So that's what the headline is. She teased it on the Kelce Brothers podcast mm-hmm. the other day.
I heard everyone's freaking out about that. You know, I respect Taylor as an artist, but I'm not a big T Swift fan.
Yeah.
Man, people are losing their minds over the post that
something,
she made.
Something tells
this album.
Me the go woke, go broke thing will not work on the Swifties.
No, she's a billionaire now.
I know.
She's
not going broke, whether she's dissing Trump or 12 ex-boyfriends, which is how she became famous. I like some of her stuff. Don't get me wrong. All right. Kill Meat's coming up next, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great day. Mark and Annie will round the day out, and Kim and Ethan and Sue and I will be right back here tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. We'll see you then.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.